wander into your journey. Ease into a quiet place to relax. Now take a few deep breaths. Muscles in your body, and as you breathe, open your mind. I'm going to ask you a series of questions to empower you to discover what is limiting your thinking or belief or feeling. Trust the first truth that comes into your mind. What is the feeling, thought, behavior, or belief that is getting in the way of your happiness today? What would it be like if that feeling, behavior, or belief went away, never to return? At what time, where, or with whom does this feeling, behavior, or belief usually come up for you? Think of a time when this feeling, thought, or belief has happened. It doesn't have to be the most dramatic time, just the time you are now thinking of. Step into this situation, see it, hear it, and feel it. Now, as you relive this experience, you will notice images and sounds and feelings you were unable to process at the time. You didn't consciously create the feelings, thoughts, or beliefs, but you can now begin to sense where these feelings, thoughts, or beliefs are coming from, in or around your body, back, neck, chest, stomach, or even from somewhere in the space around you. Where do you sense your limiting belief is coming from as you relive the experience? Even though you may not know what the intention of your limiting belief is, you can begin thanking your belief for being there. You can trust your limiting belief does have some positive intention for you. Now ask yourself, what do you want? Listen for the first answer that comes to your mind. Thank yourself for responding and sharing. Invite yourself to step into your experience fully and completely. Now that you have your experience fully and completely, ask yourself, what do you want that is even more important? Thank yourself again for experiencing your thought fully and completely. And ask yourself again if there is anything even more important. Thank yourself again for experiencing your thought fully and completely. And ask yourself again if there is anything even more important. Thank yourself again for experiencing your thought fully and completely. And ask yourself one more time if there is anything even more important. This is what is called your newfound freedom from head to toe. Your newfound freedom of has a color or colors surrounding you. What color or colors do you see that are associated with your newfound freedom of? You have been taught to believe that in order to experience your newfound freedom, you have to first do certain things or get certain things. This is an illusion. The good news is that you don't have to get something or do anything to have your newfound freedom of. Now step into it and have it unconditionally. How does it feel having your newfound freedom of? From head to toe. How does already having your newfound freedom of right now as a way of being make you feel? Now that you have your newfound freedom of, fully available to you, unconditionally, how does that change your life? Take time to share with yourself how it feels. Go back to your first limited belief of, that was getting in the way of happiness. How old are you? Limiting beliefs are usually younger than you are now. These beliefs haven't had access to all of the learning, wisdom, and experience you have gained since the age of. ask your younger self if it would like to make life a lot easier by having all of the positive experience you've gained since that time, by evolving forward through time, through the present day, in order to experience your newfound freedom of invite your younger self to begin evolving forward by having your newfound freedom of and your colors. Fully present to your younger self at the age of 9. Now as you turn towards the future with your arm around your younger self, you will travel forward through time, sharing your newfound freedom of with yourself. And as you travel, giving this precious gift to your younger self, you notice a miraculous transformation taking place in this younger you. Your smile and your eyes sparkle with a loving intensity of knowing and trust. And as you now arrive at the present day, you both are completely and fully filled with your newfound freedom of now as you integrate as one with yourself, having arrived at the exact same age, and there is no longer you and a younger self. There is only you radiating your newfound freedom of like the sun radiates heat. As the sun brings light and warmth to all who are touched by its rays, so you bring the warmth and love of your newfound freedom of to all whom you may come in contact with, giving them the opportunity to get in touch with their freedom. They may now radiate their freedom back to you and others, so that all may be edified by all. Notice how having your newfound freedom of changes your experience and how that empowers you in every aspect and facet of your life. Take a few to connect with your newfound freedom of now, as you complete this process, slowly come back to where you are, becoming fully aware of your surroundings and the new strength and power you've acquired by having your newfound freedom of available to you at all times, wherever you may be, from this time forward. Breathe it in. See it. Feel it. Face it. Celebrate your newfound freedom of in a way that is meaningful to you, either now or in the future. Take time now to choose a time and place. Write it down and do it. It has been a pleasure walking with you through your journey to discover your newfound freedom.